Let's go, boys!
It's time for the greatest little internet radio show, Blow the Whistle. Always live on SportsTownChicago.com and on Twitch at SportsTownShot. Tyler, Butterball, Beaterball.
Jackson Mahomes.
Dude, you are so stupid. I knew this kid was going to be a complete meth, like a youth mess. Not meth. Sorry. Not meth.
That might be part of it.
Yeah.
Shouldn't you have learned that your brother doesn't even let you go on the field anymore to his games? He sticks you up in a freaking suite. See, I think he needs to go to Allstate because when you're covered by mayhem, you'll be better protected.
Andrew Pepe Ballantyne.
IMG Academy for being sold for $1.5 billion to the Endeavor Group, who bought WWE and UFC.
No way.
Yeah. How can you say that high school's sports is not about business when the IMG Academy, who is supposed to be a legitimate high school, goes for $1.25 billion to Endeavor Corporate? Are you kidding me?
It's game time.
David Double D Dykstra.
Not the sixth round.
Nah.
Not the seventh round.
Mm-mm.
Not even a free agent signee.
Nope.
You go out and draft your backup quarterback to Jordan Love. And yes, I said backup quarterback, because if you look at that quarterback room, nobody, nada, zip, zilch, nothing. For every Bears fan that is out there right now, hope and pray to God that Jordan Love twists his ankle so bad that you get to see this godforsaken mess.
Oh my God.
That is Sean Mother Trucking Clifford.
Let's get her.
Tyler Buterbaugh, Andrew Ballantyne, and David Dykstra. Your greatest little internet radio show everywhere you go.
Everywhere. Everywhere we go.
Everywhere.
Uh-oh. I'm back.
We convinced him to come back, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's me. It's me. It's the Double Double D. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages? Welcome into the greatest little internet show going today.
Yes, sir, baby.
Blow the whistle. I'm Double D, David Dykstra. I'm here with my boys.
Andrew Pepe Ballantyne.
Tyler Butterball Buterbaugh.
Boys, we've got some crazy
stuff. Some bomb dropping news.
Some purple hazy stuff going on. Oh, that is a great purple headline. Haze. Purple haze. Trademarked. I don't care who it is. You got to pay me. Going on. Gentlemen, we've got a lot to talk about in this next hour. Of course, we've got, you know, the purple hazing going on. We're going to touch on a little football, some early football stuff.
We get right around the corner.
We get to talk about, you know, Gidney's favorite team. So I'm sure he's happy. And then, of course, you're killing me, Smalls.
The greatest segment
in all of entertainment.
Yes, all of entertainment.
I got a lot of them too.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I got a handful.
Okay, yeah. You need to calm down. We've got 3 days this week.
I have like 3 months worth of stuff stacked up. Are you kidding me?
I feel like he's got partial wood underneath the table right now just thinking about all these "you're killing me" Smalls that he can do.
That's why the
stop moving the table.
Sorry. I'm excited.
I'm excited.
It's been a while since we've done this. So
I will say, wait a minute. I will say this much. I'm very excited to be back. It's been a while since I've legitimately gotten to talk with you guys about some of this stuff. A lot of stuff has gone on. Hello. If you aren't listening to us live on twitch.tv/SportsTownShy.
There you go.
I'll mess it up all day. I don't care.
It takes some getting used to.
If you do miss us on twitch.tv/SportsTownShy, you can always listen to us on numerous platforms, which we will be changing up the way you can listen to us. So be ready, be prepared. It's going to be exciting.
We're going to have some good content coming
out. Especially since we found out that maybe the podcast platform that we've been promoting for like over a year now,
possibly does not exist anymore.
I wasn't gonna say it's such a good bit that I didn't want to say anything. I heard 3 months ago they were gone.
As soon as we were promoting that last episode, and I had to look them up. I'm like, I don't think it exists anymore. So it's okay.
Oh, well.
They never forgot about you. They forgot that they existed.
They forgot that they were an actual company and died.
And died.
We forgot about David. What happens? And then lights go
See?
Off.
And that's what happens.
I'm telling you.
So what happens when you forget about David? You get canceled.
Listen, I'm not saying, but I'm saying a majority of the places that I used to be a manager at when I was in the restaurant business are now either closed or do way less business than when I was there.
It's not a coincidence.
I'm just saying, I may have given out free drinks at times. I mean, no, I didn't. Never.
Allegedly.
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 Alleged. That word's going to be used a lot today, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So, are we ready, boys?
Let's get into the nitty-gritty.
Looks like it.
See, this is where we should have... We can't play it, though. Bah!
Purple Haze?
Yes. Purple Haze on my mind!
You could probably pull up on YouTube.
Jimi Hendrix is so sad right now at you.
Oh, my son's really sad at me right
as
now.
And that's sad for me because he's my favorite of all time.
We are going to dive... I don't want to say deep because there's still a lot to be digested.
We're just on the surface layer.
Yeah, and I will bring in my two cents here in a little bit, but Andrew's been diligent with this story in particular. So I'm going to throw it to Andrew to talk about what is going on at the Northwestern Wildcats campus.
Yeah. So I, to kind of give the overall status of what's going on here, it sounds like it's now two players who are right now named anonymously. I've come out and said that back in November of 2022, Northwestern had a series of hazing moments that took place amongst the football team, specifically into what is being called running, mm-hmm. amongst other acts as well.
Running!
Not in that sense, but...
You're already going to make a joke about it?
Various...
Come on, it's Forrest Gump. It was right there for me. I couldn't help it.
But various acts that obviously in today's climate are certainly egregious and absolutely disgusting by just a normal human standard, let alone in an athletic standard nowadays. Mm-hmm. So hearing about this story, this came out obviously a few days ago. I decided I was going to get up and make a drive out to Evanston, and that's what I did. This morning at about 5 o'clock in the morning, I went down to Evanston, got there about 6 and was basically hanging out in the Northwestern University campus where there's a lot of TV trucks out there. There's a lot of people reporting on the story. And I just so happened because I'm still kind of in this youthfulness of myself.
Good-looking young man.
Thank you.
You are.
I slipped into the Northwestern campus here and there, and I kind of found my chances to kind of talk to... I talked to maybe at least about 100 students for about 2 hours. Now, everybody is kind of making their own alleged assumptions there on the campus. It feels like certainly everybody's kind of like, well, I don't know about this one. Like, there's a lot of speculation going on right now from everybody as far as I can tell on the campus. I was, though, able in these brief conversations to find a handful of people who, unfortunately, they're going to be remaining anonymous. But I was able to have some conversations with people saying I did have a chance to talk with some of these football players in class. And at least to one's account, he talked about how he was talking about how the season was going to go. And the football player had kind of said, well, you know, some of the younger players are kind of still learning, but, you know, we're going to get them in order. We're going to make sure that they kind of learn how to be better players. We're going to kind of teach them a lesson. And that, to me, obviously, you know, he doesn't use the word hazing, so you can't say that it is, but the assumption would then be is, oh, well, how are you going to do that? Well, the idea would be then that you probably do something to the freshmen to kind of make sure they're in check. That's kind of what this was about.
And seems like it's also like initiation.
Yeah, it's kind of that.
Type factor.
And that's kind of where I left the campus and I came here and I was just kind
allegedly.
Of... Allegedly. Because this is all still under investigation. Obviously, Pat Fitzgerald, the head coach, has been alleged to have known about this by the two players. He has now been suspended for 2 weeks. This is obviously still going, so it could be a larger punishment if something's found out. I mean, I just left there personally myself and I just found... Because, like, I mean, there was like about 5 students I talked to that all had something to say about... Yeah, I kind of had a chance to like see the football players and I saw them doing something with some of the freshmen, or some of them said that they had talked to some of the football players and heard this kind of stuff at, like, not parties, but like get-togethers or whatever, hanging out with them and stuff like that. So it definitely sounds like, from just being on the campus, that there's a lot of students that are thinking, yeah, this is something that is happening. And it's Northwestern's paper that were the ones that reported on this first. So your on-campus paper is already... taking aim at you.
I mean, it all is looking bad. And plus, we're also there. It was so far just one player that came out about it, and now there's multiple former players that are coming out with it, saying basically that the story lines up. But there's still more stuff like that. I've heard both sides.
There's players that have come out and said that there's no facts to it whatsoever.
Well, the entire football team came out with it.
Even if there is facts to it, Coach Fitzgerald had no idea this was going on.
Yeah.
I've heard both sides that he did know, and then
there is another
article that came out from the Daily Northwestern that there was also, he's from the 2000, he played football there from 05 to 08, and that the football team experienced hostile non-white player experience. So there was a lot of racism that was going on in there too, and again, allegedly. There was a point that he said that he allegedly that the head coach Pat Fitzgerald would ask black players and coaches to cut off longer hairstyles, including dreadlocks and stuff like that.
I mean
obviously in a story like this, there's gonna be more stuff spewing out now that it's open to the public.
When a story opens up, you hear a lot more.
So let me ask you, into just the original story. Now there's other stories coming up.
Let me ask you this though. What are you not allowed to have as a Yankees player?
Right. Their whole system is based upon you have to be clean shaven and clean cut.
Right.
It's always been their order of rules. Now, that's the thing is, though, what's Northwestern's rules?
Exactly.
On,
if Northwestern's team rules are, hey, you have to look clean cut, clean shaven. Not saying that dreads aren't clean cut, clean shaven.
No.
I know we're going to get into this whole, and then. No, that's not what I'm saying.
No,
but if that is their policy, I would think that would have come up a lot sooner than this.
No, yeah. I agree.
What with like the no dreadlocks?
There was just other there was other talks like about with the racism that coming from, he said that he was an Hispanic player, that basically you felt like an outsider if you weren't a white player. Like apparently they said allegedly, like some of the white offensive linemen he specified would call them monkeys and do gestures of like that to colored players.
I mean, here's where we kind of like break into from away from sports and go into more of the societal thing. Like, I'm not saying all, okay, because it's not all, but there has been this large, how do I want to say this, injection, if you will, of that frat boy culture kind of energy that has kind of started to spew back into society, it seems, where you have a lot of younger white males who are following these alpha male type of ideals and theologies and all kinds of stuff, and they believe in this whole kind of rhetoric of you have to be superior and you have to be dominant and all that stuff. And I think, I'm not saying all fraternities, I'm not saying anybody who's in a frat, not everyone's like that, but because there's been a lot of that culture has been built in there in the past, I think that has kind of come back in a way, because there's some that they just want to promote that. They just want to have that kind of lifestyle. And I think in some way, Northwestern, who, yes, is like the Midwest Ivy League school, who you would think would be very, you know, pro everything, right? Would be so uplifting for everyone. you kind of, you look at Harvard, right? And you look at Yale and a lot of those schools, they have their own issues too with this kind of stuff. I mean, there was a long time there where Harvard was, there was still a lot of racism at Harvard.
Yeah.
A lot of black students were still saying like, yeah, you can feel the tension in the campus. And the same thing goes for Northwestern. It's in Evanston. I mean, you know, it's not like, we're not talking about the, you know, it's a diverse area, I would say to a point, but you know, I mean, we're not talking about, you know, the melting pot of Chicago by any means. Right. So, I do want to
say one thing. Yeah, Northwestern, what programs are you known for the most? Maybe your sports journalism. Maybe not screw up.
Yeah.
And do shady stuff. Because if you're right and the Northwestern Journalism Corps was the one that broke this story.
Yeah.
You did it to yourselves.
Right.
And I mean, like,
exactly.
Bravo for whoever had the guts to run with it.
Yeah.
And whoever your senior editor is to have the cojones, because this taps into a whole lot more stuff than just.
Like more players, more students are coming out with other stories. Allegedly.
Well, I'm not even talking about that. They just sank, what was it? $9 billion.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dollars.
They're trying. They're
into
putting,
their sports facility.
They're putting money into the sports facility. They're trying to revamp the football stadium, which actually is going to decrease the size to make it more exclusive.
Yeah.
So it looks bigger, and then they can sell higher price on tickets.
Right.
So they're doing all of this, and then on top of that, this comes out. And here's the thing: I have talked to already because I put out a giant tweet, and I already. Been getting backlash on it. I don't care. I stand by what I said on my tweet. Okay, this is egregious acts. You can't have this kind of stuff happening. It's horrible. On top of that, Pat Fitzgerald is not that great of a coach anyways. Just with the off-the-field stuff, he's 110 and 101 in his record. He just came off his worst record, and he's been banking on the fact that the local talent...
I mean, that's
like,
national Justin title talk in yeah. Northwestern, though.
But you're talking about local guys like Thorson and Justin Jackson, who are local kids who decided to come play for your program, who could have easily said, no, we're 4-star, 5-star recruits. We're going to go to bigger, better programs. And they chose to come play for you because you sold them on it. And he banked off of that for the longest time. Now he has to actually recruit, where Northwestern does not have the budget to do any of this NIL stuff like anybody else.
No, they're not going
nobody
to.
Which makes no sense.
And they still have the academic problem because you have to have a certain GPA to meet the requirements to go to their school.
Which makes no sense to me whatsoever when it comes to the NIL deals. Do you know how many famous people, actors,
journalists,
have come from Northwestern?
Dude, the Ryan family have their name on the field, and they co-own the Bears. Well, they don't co-own the Bears, but they're a minority partner of the Bears.
Yeah.
And I hardly think that they have reached out at all. I doubt the Ryan family has written a check yet for any of those football players. If they are, they're probably keeping it to a minimal level because they're only getting some 3-star dudes. That's about it. Maybe 1 4-star every once in a while. Peter Skoronski's probably the best lineman they've had since Rashawn Slater at that point. Now, who's left? But outside of that, this is just a mess.
I will put my 2 cents in right now.
Go for it.
Coming from a fan who had his university come under extreme scrutiny.
Probably the biggest story of that kind of caliber.
I was almost going to relate this almost to that.
For good reason. Don't get me wrong. Yeah.
No,
for good reason. I was one of the few people that actually spoke out against Joe Paterno. Because God forbid you say something negative about that man in Happy Valley.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I do agree that he did what he was supposed to do. But it was the bare minimum that he could have done.
Absolutely.
He reported it. To the president and the athletic director, they did nothing. But if you knew the truth, you should have gone further and said, dear police officer. Now, that being said, once again, you are in the scratch and sniff kind of moments of this investigation.
Right. Oh, this
you're
is
trying
just,
to say what's picking, right and what's wrong.
They're picking at the layer, like the thin layer of what's going
to
happen.
This is going to pick up in the next 3 to 4 days and probably even quicker now with social media being what it is.
Yeah. Oh, it's huge.
It amazed me how fast things got out of hand when it came to
the public,
Penn State and the public.
Oh, yeah.
And, well, you know.
And that's what's going to happen here because, I mean.
No offense, killing Joe Paterno by taking away that football team from him.
Right.
And I'm not trying to say that he shouldn't have been let go.
No.
I'm not saying that he should have been kept on. I'm just saying the reason that man died is because you took that football team away from him.
Right.
And anyone who says different is a liar.
Right. And that's the thing is that when it comes down to this story, like when you look at Pat Fitzgerald, you do have to look at what happened with Joe Paterno. You have to look at what happened with Art Brills down there in Baylor, right?
Oh, absolutely.
That whole situation
100%.
Situation was so unbelievably
Rich
disgusting.
Rod.
Yeah. And just
Rich Rod.
Yeah, I mean, there's another one. I mean, you go through the ranks of every single college program, not just football, basketball, baseball. You look at even the track and field. You look at the swimming. Look at the Stanford situation where you had a male swimmer who ended up sexually assaulting one of the women swimmers. I mean, you have all of these different acts all over the place, and it doesn't just stop there because this kind of stuff is going on at every major college. And the problem here is that, what, we're only a few years removed from that one of those kids who was not even a football player, who was at a fraternity, got hazed, and ended up dying. Yeah. That's only a few years removed from that moment.
Kind of like we've talked about with the Blackhawks situation.
Yeah.
Same deal with that. And so, I mean, I'm liking that it's coming out to the public, even though it's kind of a shame that it's happened so long ago, supposedly, that I wish like it came out sooner.
Yeah.
Because now you got all these 15 years of the same crap going on
and
with these athletes.
This is where, like, because not to make a long story, just real quick. When I started X Bomb Sports, I put in a request to interview with Northwestern for their players. Because at the time, Justin Jackson, who went to my high school, I knew his brother Phil. I wanted a chance to interview him and say, like, hey, how's it going at Northwestern? Talk to the player. I thought it'd be really cool. Go down there, interview the players.
Yeah.
I got a message back saying that Pat Fitzgerald had apparently said that I was not allowed to interview the players because whatever reasons. I thought, okay, no problem, fine. This was back in 2017, 2018. So I'm not going to assume anything. I'm not going to jump to any conclusions, but I do now have to ask the question, was he worried that maybe I was going to ask some kind of question and say, and one of those
that's
guys possibly say, yeah,
I don't know.
I don't want to jump to that conclusion, but who knows?
Well, I think because, I mean,
he does, and I'm going to say this, and this is my only defense for Fitzgerald.
Mm.
He does come across as a micromanager.
He does.
Yeah, he does.
Absolutely.
No, he really
does.
That's
the vibe I got from that was, I'm not even big media. I thought maybe I'd just get a chance. But
for
no.
someone to sit there and say that he had no idea about what was going on, I'm going to call a little minuscule BS on that.
I would too.
And
I would have to for how long it's been going on.
Just by the, unless he's a different dude than what he puts out to the public.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Entirely possible.
Which
entirely
it is.
Possible.
It is.
There's a lot of these coaches that we see.
There's also been takes from players that, like, some of them say that they really didn't know if the coaches knew.
Yeah.
Or some of them, like, really thought, like, oh, no, he knew.
Right.
And so it's kind of hard
to
really believe which side, you know? Because it's like about 50-50.
That's the vibe I got on campus was there was a lot of students who were kind of like, it's hard to tell how much he probably knew or not because, one, we're students. We're not part of the program, so we don't know.
Right.
We know about as much as the media is giving us.
Once again, let's just quote a great movie, Shrek. The onion is about to be peeled.
It's a lot of layers.
A lot of layers about to on that ogre.
Quick note, too, just so everybody knows, Adam Rittenberg from ESPN has since retweeted that a statement from the entire Northwestern football team is pushing back against the allegations of hazing, which they call exaggerated and twisted, and also says that Coach Pat Fitzgerald had no knowledge of or involvement in the allegations.
That came out last night,
yeah.
I believe. So
okay, yeah.
for me, could it be guys sore about the way they're being treated because they thought they were stars coming in. It's a possibility.
There's many possibilities with this situation.
Trust me.
This is just the beginning of it.
Right.
2 weeks from now, I'm going to guarantee you we're going to have a majority of the story, if not the full story.
This is probably going to be
something's going to come out.
This will be a weekly conversation. Yeah.
Either it's going to be like there's something going on here, and we either need to do more digging, or he's going to get fired, or hey, we didn't find enough here, so we're just going to let it pass on.
They might just
he'll get suspended.
They might fire him before it gets really bad.
They might. See,
they yeah, might. That's a possibility.
Because at this point, he's becoming the face of this story, and the last thing you want
his
is
his name has been brought up in every single article about this situation.
That I will say, there's
times that they've fired coaches or like upper management just to be like, all right, you need to get out of here because you're causing a whole lot of stress.
Exactly. Penn State.
Exactly.
They literally fired the president. the vice president, the athletic director,
they cleaned house.
I'd be surprised if they're gonna get that stadium.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you right now. I'm gonna be real honest with you. This is going to take a while because the problem is intellectuals want all the information before they make a decision.
Exactly.
And that's the thing that kills me here is that this is supposed to be one of those schools where the best of the bunch are supposed to come from, right? Like you said, doctors, lawyers, writers, all these famous actors that have all come through this school. And these are supposed to be the next future, like, bright minds of our country. Not to say any other school doesn't have that, but, like, let's be honest. Like,
that's what Northwestern's known for.
Northwestern, Duke, Harvard, Yale. I mean,
Louisiana, kind of, Lafayette.
But, like, they're supposed to be higher.
I mean, what I had meant to say was...
But they're supposed to be like the higher learning, right? They're supposed to be the epitome of education.
Yeah.
And this is what's happening still at those universities. I know it's taking place everywhere else, but like if you're supposed to have this elite mind and brain in your head to go to that school, you would think you'd be able to use it and say, hey, if we do this, what's the pros and cons of this coming back on us? It's going to come back every time. Am I wrong? Every time.
I don't disagree with you at all.
No, I agree.
Well, I think we've, as a great teacher of mine, you said, we have beaten a dead horse here. That's about as much as we can talk about it.
It's a wildcat at this point.
A dead wildcat. It's about as much as we can talk about it right now because we do not have purple haze. That information, enough information to be able to go, this is how I feel, this is how I feel.
Right.
We need to know for sure because right now we're just speculating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I'll still see if I can work on my my sources. Maybe they'll be willing to come out.
Here's some more speculation. Who they gonna win the AFC North? We talk about it next here on Blow the Whistle on twitch.tv/sportstownshy.